freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, this is your show. You take control of the airwaves, toll free. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Anything goes, whether it be a political issue, maybe a personal problem. Maybe you want to comment on Star Wars.
Or you could even call in about sports.
That works too.
Doesn't happen too often, but you can do it.
800-259-9231. I do prefer the sports issues over sports team talk.
Right.
Because I don't care who's hiring who and who's firing who. But if it's steroids, if it's lockouts or whatever. Now, I saw something, actually, speaking of sports, in the at FARC.com, the NBA is going to have something going on now.
There is a labor dispute, actually, between the Players Association and the owners. And it's probably not going to get resolved by the lockout date, which is, I believe, July 1st.
So does that mean they'll stop playing? Are they playing over the summertime? Does the NBA play? Okay.
No. They're in the playoffs now, and the season will be ended in a few weeks.
So if you got something sports-related, good night to call, because, Jason, you're kind of the sportsy co-host.
Yeah, I'm a nut about it.
Yeah. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the archives. Last 6 days of the show are right there on the front page of the website, but we don't stop there now. We go all the way back to March 1st, courtesy of downloadradio.org. And as you're scrolling through the archives, the free archives that we give you at freetalklive.com, you'll find voting links. You can go vote for the show. It helps us out. We don't charge you any money, so vote for us at good sites like podtower.com. And, of course, we appreciate all the help, and hopefully you appreciate the free archives at freetalklive.com. And don't forget that the Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information, you can give them a call toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Now, last hour we talked about Star Wars. We talked about Empire. We talked about the Empire here in the United States.
The business of war.
War is a racket. And one of the things that the Empire, the George Bush, Senator Palpatine, or whatever you want to call him, is up to, is the Real ID Act. Now, I don't think he's signed it yet. At least I haven't heard that he has. I'm sure he will, because he signs every single bill that is put in front of him. And not good. Not good for freedom, this Real ID Act.
Most certainly.
We're going to touch on
good.
The Real ID thing in a little bit here, because we got an email about it. But related to Real ID, identification things. So what's going on in our schools, Jason?
This is very peculiar. And this is the first, although it's widespread, and this is happening in various places around the country, this is the first I've heard of it. This is going on in our neck of the woods, Sarasota County.
Okay.
And
Tampa Bay area. Got it.
Right. So beginning next year, all 300 school buses in Sarasota County will have global positioning systems. I don't really have a problem with that. That's fine.
Okay.
Being able to track your buses, seeing if they're running on time and whatnot. But along with that, the county also plans to equip its 19,000 students with ID badges that contain computer chips read as students get on and off the bus. ID cards that track where the students are.
Really?
Yes.
That's a little spooky.
Very spooky. It's just
19,000 kids.
19,000 kids. The system's going to cost a cool million and approved by the school board on Tuesday.
Super.
And I just...
Probably a unanimous approval. Does it get the actual voting numbers?
No, it doesn't. But I'm sure everybody voted yes because they're scared into it. Because
the terrorists might take over a school bus and you want to know what kids are on there. Or
right, and you know, kids are getting kidnapped all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And by all the time. Just because stories make the paper and become national news doesn't mean kids are getting kidnapped
all the time. It doesn't mean there's an epidemic. You're right.
Right.
It makes news because it's newsworthy. If kids were kidnapped all the time, it wouldn't be newsworthy anymore.
Right.
Then we'd have a list. Then you'd have a laundry list. And maybe if the news was going to report on it and 100 kids got kidnapped, they'd actually have the names and the faces. You know, they just kind of run down the list of all the people that got kidnapped. There can't be that many of them. Otherwise, they'd be doing that.
Now, I'm not undermining the gravity of this, of kids getting kidnapped.
It's serious, especially if it's
very serious, but people are being scared into programs like this, outfitting children in all public schools.
Now, they're saying that this is going to be only for kids to track them as far as who's getting on the bus. So you've got the little identification card, and it kind of scans you as you go on to the
bus.
And that way they know exactly how many kids are on the bus. They know which exact students are on the bus.
Right.
But I'm sure they're going to take this. Now, I don't know if it says this in the article, but I'm sure they're going to parlay this technology into the classroom. Because that way they would be able to tell. That's what they were trying to do in California. There was an uproar about this about a month and a half ago or 2 months ago. There was a middle school in California that had done basically the same thing, giving their kids the RFID chips to wear around.
That's
they
right.
had to wear an identification card around their necks. And as they would go into the classroom, this little reader would be up on the door, and it would kind of take roll. Basically, it would they wouldn't have to actually call roll in the class, because the digital reader would know automatically who was in the class as a result of that.
And it knows where every student is at all times.
Right.
Now, if a system like this was to be implemented in a workplace, in an office building, mm-hmm. how do you think people would react?
Well, I think that probably some people would react negatively. However, the key difference between that and what it is and what is happening is that it's a government school that we're talking about here.
That's my point. If this was to happen in the everyday workplace, people would probably be in an uproar about it. It's incredibly invasive.
Oh, you're suggesting that they are getting into an uproar about it at a regular workplace, but they just kind of shrug their shoulders when it comes to government.
Right,
property?
Because it's a government school, and
uh-huh.
it's kids. Why not track their every movement?
I see what you're saying.
Who cares?
Well, when it comes to adults,
but
we don't want to be tracked.
Exactly.
Got it. Makes sense.
Because kids in school have no freedom. They have no liberty and no rights.
In fact, I remember when I was a kid, when I was in high school, I remember the principal, who I got to know on a first-name basis. The principal, not because I was helping out in the office. The principal actually told me that there was no First Amendment on school property.
That's right. You step onto school property and your rights go out the window.
Yeah, everything is suspended. The entire Bill of Rights, according to him, and according to other court decisions and other examples, you got nothing. You're totally their, you're their pupil. You are their property at that time. You do not have the freedom to leave, do not have the freedom to speak your mind. You don't have any of the liberties that you're supposed to have in this country. Now, whether you really have them or not, obviously you still have the freedom to speak, but you could get into some serious trouble for it on school campuses. And that's a huge issue. Now, if it's private property, if it's a private school, and the private school administrators want to institute a program like this with identification chips and everything, fine.
Yeah.
Because then the parents can say no and leave. The parents can say, I am not going to participate in this if they're offended by it. My daughter, my son will not be participating in your program, and if you insist on it, we will simply withdraw him from your school, and then you're not going to get his you're not going to get his tuition next year. And that's going to make them think, because then if they've got 15% of their students that say no to this program, that's a huge chunk of loss
certainly
that they're facing. Now, with the government, they don't have these economic ties. They don't have any sort of market. They don't have any sort of way to determine what the market wants. You could have parents clamoring to stop this thing, and they don't really care. They'll just say, well, it's for your own good.
Oh.
Well, you're forced to go here anyway. If
yeah.
you don't want to go here, you can always go to a private school. But that's not fair, because everybody's paying for the government school.
That's right. Everybody, regardless of if you have children.
If you want to force my kid out of the government school and tell me I can go to a private school because I don't like your programs, then can I keep my property taxes and put it towards my kid's tuition at the private school? Oh, no, you can't do that.
No, you owe
property taxes because we own your property.
Wait, but that sounds socialist.
It is.
Yeah.
This is the Socialist States of America. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, you take control of the show, 1-800-259-9231. We got some more ID stuff on the way. There's some scary stuff about the real ID that's coming down the pipe. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear? Or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizedDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, toll-free. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
Anything goes. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Where you'll find the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got dozens of ladies of all shapes, sizes, colors, ages that have sent us their photograph, and we put them up on our website. We've got the validated section for women that actually prove in their picture they listen to Free Talk Live.
Yep.
We've got the standard shrine section for the women that just have taken the time to send us their photo. And then there's also the Hall of Shame, which is dedicated to those who faked it.
Yeah. That kind of, well, some of them were successful in fooling us, and some of them weren't successful at all. But either way, they made it into the Hall of Shame. So check out the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. We've been talking about identification, government identification programs, and it's now expanding maybe to a school near you. Here in the Bay Area, it's one of the school boards just passed an ordinance, or whatever the hell they call it, regulation, I don't know, that says that kids are now going to have some sort of identification. Is it a card or a necklace or something like that?
They're saying an ID badge.
An ID badge.
Contains a computer chip that will track your students' journey on the bus.
Is that a little bit frightening to anybody? If you want to chime in, 800-259-9231, or are you totally cool with that? Are you cool with your kid being tracked like a, well, like a
like
cow?
Like an animal.
Yeah.
It's just herding cattle. Get them in, get them out.
Now, you said you were concerned with, I guess, some secretive practices of government.
Yes, not any in particular, but just the general practice government has of withholding information from the citizens of this country.
Because what I was saying during the break to make you get onto that topic was that I was trying to do a little bit of research on education. I was trying to find out here in this area, the Tampa Bay area where we live, how much money is actually spent, what the school budget is, you know, how many millions of dollars per year. You wouldn't believe the amount of phone calls and bureaucrats that I had to travel through in order to get to this information.
It's a mess. It's a total mess. And the secrecy is a pet issue of mine, because we are putting our tax dollars into our legislature, and they are doing things that they don't like to tell us about.
I think there's two distinct sides to this. There's bureaucracy and what results from it, which is what I was dealing with. I don't know if it was so much of a secrecy issue, but there are definitely secrecy issues as well. I mean, there are definitely things that the government hides, keeps secret. Johnson earlier this week was telling us about a eugenics program in North Carolina that sterilized over 60,000 adults a multi-decade period in just one state without their permission. This was one of those secret programs that we just now found out about, that now they're apologizing for.
Amazing.
That kind of stuff. That's what you're talking about. I mean, what I'm talking about is just the levels and layers of bureaucracy and just people that don't know what they're doing, trying to get information from them. That's not necessarily that they're trying to keep it secret. They probably just don't know.
They're just making it hard to get.
Well, they just don't know. They're just clueless bureaucrats. They sit around, push pencils, and eat donuts all day.
So I'd like to apply the old daffodil that they give us, and that's, if you don't have anything to hide, then what's the problem?
Yeah, good point. Unfortunately, when you even do a little bit of digging, you find out that they've got a lot to hide.
They have plenty to hide.
You find out they've got all kinds of secret budgets and just really just bizarro stuff going on behind the scenes. And you also find out that when you do an audit of any government agency, you find out that, wait a minute, there's $1 billion missing there.
Where'd it go? Who knows? Oh, well, it doesn't matter.
It's a secret.
Now, I don't know. Call me crazy, but I would just like... I'd like to know what every tax dollar is funding. I'd like to know where it's all going.
How could you possibly know that? There are so many tax dollars. You'd spend your entire life devoted to determining that information. The government doesn't even know that.
Though they ought to. They're supposed to, aren't they?
They assign a budget to each individual department, and then whoever signs the budget doesn't oversee how it's spent. Only those individuals in the departments oversee how it's spent. I mean, there's so many different government programs and departments, it literally would be a gargantuan task for you to try and ferret that information out.
It would be, but there's so many tax dollars that aren't accounted for.
You're right.
And I guess I feel screwed at every corner.
You are screwed.
Every day.
Yeah, you should feel that way. But there are some people in this country that say that they just think that everything's peachy keen. And we talked to them over the past couple nights. We had a guy call in last night that was shocked. He was shocked that we would suggest that government could be bad, that government is inefficient and evil and forceful and just the wrong way to approach fixing a problem.
If you don't like it, you should move to Angola or whatever he said.
There are people, and we've had plenty of internet conversations on our bulletin board system with people that just seem to think everything's just peachy. You can get them to admit that there's problems. You can get him to admit, oh, sure, there's always going to be some problems with, but for overall, we're still constitutional. It was amazing. Somebody made the claim that they believed that we were still constitutional. They said that they were in a class, some sort of class, and I don't know if it was taught by the government or what, but they were in a class where they were supposed to do research on whether or not our government was constitutional. He said, well, I researched it, and according to what I found, we're constitutional. And I said, excuse me? Go down the list of amendments. First Amendment, guarantees the right to freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and all that good stuff. We've got the FCC, which is a clear violation of the First Amendment. I mean, that's all I need to say about the First Amendment, not to mention the fact that George Bush has free speech zones now whenever he goes and speaks somewhere. And that's one of those things that they keep secret, sort of.
They try to.
There have been reports on it.
But disgusting. That's all I have to say about
it. That's the First Amendment. Free speech zones. Right. Everywhere in America, as long as it's not private property, anywhere the government is should be a free speech zone.
Absolutely. Anywhere you happen to be standing.
This is not a free speech zone. This show.
Right.
We call it Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about anything. That's because that's the rule that I've set for the show.
Right.
Because it's my show.
But
it's my property.
It's truly not free speech because our good friends at the FCC.
You're right about that. They override that. Their rules override it. And only because they threaten me with force. They threaten me with weapons. And it's not because we're trying to titillate or trying to pander to people on the show. We don't want to get on the air and curse up a storm.
Right.
That's not what I'm saying. But the point that they're saying that we can't is the problem. The point that they're saying that you can't say this and this and this and this and this. That's not free speech. The Second Amendment. We've got over 20,000 gun laws on the federal books. That's very clearly at least 20,000 violations of the Second Amendment. Now, the Third Amendment, that's kind of still intact. Nobody's really being forced to quarter soldiers these days. Fourth Amendment, the right to be free from unreasonable search and seizure, violated a long time ago, way before the Patriot Act, violated by the war on drugs. Have you ever had a cop ask you if he could search your car?
Oh, yeah.
Now, the reason they have to ask you that is because if they don't have probable cause, if they don't see a gun sticking out from underneath the seat or a bag of weed hanging out from the glove compartment, then they don't have any reason to search you. So, therefore, they're just trying to harass you at that point.
Right. And there are so many people who don't know that and just, you can search my car.
Right. But that's unreasonable search and seizure. Not to mention the no-knock raids that have come from the drug war. Not to mention the sneak and peek searches that the Patriot Act has given us. And we've got some news, actually, about the Patriot Act coming up here in a bit. This is your show, 1-800-259-9231. They're looking to make it worse than ever. It's Free Talk Live.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Running whitewater rapids. What a thrilling sport. In a raft. But in a car, it's a ride that may literally take your breath away. When I come back, I'll bail you out.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 4 on my 10 most wanted list. Fuel deposits. Even the highest quality fuel leaves carbon buildup that chokes off your fuel and air supply, drastically reducing fuel efficiency. That's why you need BG at your next scheduled maintenance.
The BG Fuel Service professionally removes baked on carbon deposits and includes BG 44K to treat the entire fuel system.
Visit BGFindTheShop.com to see all my car killers and a list of shops near you.
BG No one intentionally confuses cars for recreational rafts. But if you find yourself in a stream of late melting snows or heavy spring rains, remember the kid's toy, a pogo stick. P-O-G-O. P, pop seat belts after you go in water because they protect you on impact. O, open the window quickly, especially if you have power windows. G-O, get out. No explanation necessary. So make sure your whitewater adventure is with a guide and a paddle. Heed warnings of washed out roads. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That gets you interactive with us. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. We'll clue you in whenever there's something new to announce about the show. Via the updates list, it's free, like everything, at freetalklive.com. And we're talking about Real ID, the Real ID Act. We've got news about the Patriot Act coming up. Hopefully we can squeeze it all in here tonight. But if not, we do the show 6 nights a week, so yep. Never fear. We'll be returning tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Got an email from David, and he says, Free Talk Live, you can email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com. He says, I've been doing a lot of thinking about the Real ID Act and what it means to me. I was hoping that you guys could help shed a little bit more light on it for me. How would the Real ID affect me? What are the consequences if I decide not to participate? Am I free to decide? I know that if the states decide not to participate, then its citizens wouldn't be able to participate in federal programs. But what if I choose personally to not participate? Do I have the freedom to choose? He's asking some very poignant questions. Now, just to recap. Last week, the House had already passed it.
That's right.
Overwhelmingly. The Senate passed it even more so overwhelmingly with 100-0 voting for the Real ID Act, the nationalization of driver's licenses. That's what it is.
Yes.
It allows the Department of Homeland Security head, basically the same guy, Michael Chertoff, I think is his name. We don't talk about politicians' names really here on the show, but the guy who replaced John Ashcroft, that's why he's notable.
Yeah, we figure... I don't know. I think it's my hope. If you just don't talk about them, maybe they'll go away.
Yeah, maybe.
Like the boogeyman.
But this is not going away. This has passed. George Bush is more than likely going to sign it because he signs everything.
Yep.
And that's going to basically make it so this guy can create whatever rules he wants to for your driver's license. Right now, there are differences between state driver's licenses. Not only do they look physically different, but there's some that have certain information that others don't. Some have social security numbers, others do not. Some have dates of birth, others don't. That sort of thing. There's different info. Well, this is going to standardize it all. It's going to tie it all together into a central database of information. And not only that, not only is it going to start with standard information, but at any point in the future, just by signing a piece of paper... Basically an executive order, because there's no Congress involved at this point. They've given him total control over this. He can implement whatever additional standards that he deems necessary. So if he wants to put your fingerprint on there, he can do that. If he wants to put your retina scan on there, he can do that. Wants to put the RFID technology on there, like what you were talking about with the kids earlier, he can do that too.
Amazing.
Doesn't have to ask anybody permission for it. It just comes down. He just says, okay, here's what we're going to do. Now we're going to implement it. And there you go. National ID, national control. They did say the states could opt out, meaning the state of New Hampshire, for instance, the soon-to-be free state, could say no to the national ID. And personally, I think it's the best possible thing that any state who's concerned about being free could possibly do.
Oh, yeah.
Because it, what it sounds like is it sounds like you'd be able to opt out of some of these government programs. We'll get into, he's got some more good questions here. But do you individually, personally have the freedom to choose not to have one? I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I can choose not to have a driver's license.
Sure.
But obviously the consequences of that are I'm going to have a tougher time getting around. I'm going to have a tougher time signing up for utility service. I'm going to have a tough time getting bank accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the reasons why it's so integrated into society, because they want you to have their identification cards.
That's right.
He goes on to say, since only U.S. citizens are allowed to participate in federal programs, does that mean I'd no longer be a citizen if I said no?
Now that is an interesting question.
Are my inalienable rights still protected? If I'm unable to participate, does that mean that I'm no longer bound by those programs and its regulations? Would I still have to put money into Social Security or pay federal taxes if I have no real ID? I can't see how you would. I mean, technically you don't have to put money in right now to Social Security.
Right.
But every employer does it, so you're forced to by the fact that the employers are corporations, which are government-created entities, in which case they have to follow all the government rules.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, would I be able to smoke a bowl on my front porch if I'm not bound by their rules? I mean, if you're no longer a United States citizen...
You're an independent, sovereign individual.
Well, now that's the most interesting point. And it brings us back to the Constitution again. Because in the 14th Amendment is the first time the term citizen is used in the Constitution.
That's right. It creates the idea of citizenship.
Right. Which, according to what I've read about it, I'd rather not have. I would rather not be a U.S. citizen.
I agree with you.
The U.S. citizen, by definition, has to follow all of these asinine laws, that all of the reams and tomes of regulation and law that is out there. We have to follow it as U.S. citizens. But what if I just want to be a free sovereign individual? Can't I be? Because this is a free country, isn't it? Anyway, he goes on to say, if I'm being ridiculous about this because my government education has gotten the best of me, then what about on a state level? If a state opted out, does that mean they wouldn't be bound by the federal government's ridiculous rules and regulations? Anyway, I'm just asking because I'd like to protest this by refusing if I could, but I'm a husband and father of two and have a lot more to lose than some bureaucrat who didn't want to look like he was against supporting the troops. And he says, P.S., I tried talking about the real ID with some friends and associates, and no one seems to have any idea about it, or even about the military spending bill. And I agree with that. We did some outreach at the Gay and Lesbian Pride Fest recently and found out that people are just clueless. I did it also at Tax Day and at a marijuana protest. People don't know about the national ID card. It's going to hit them right between the eyes.
Yeah.
He goes on to say, however, they seem to know a lot about the airplane that went near the White House incident, and they seem to have an opinion about that. Personally, I think it was a diversion to draw attention away from more important happenings in Washington, D.C. Good email, David. Thank you very much for writing it. And as far as the states pulling out, if a state has the cojones to do that, we're going to see a real interesting conflict of interest.
That would be great.
Let's go to the phones to David in Florida. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Jason. Hello. Hello, David. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello?
Hello?
David going once? Yeah, you're there. We hear you, David.
Yeah, I'm listening to your radio show right now.
You need to turn down your speakers, because
yeah,
otherwise we're going to be hearing
I just turned it off because I'm talking to you.
Good deal. What's on your mind, sir?
I just wanted to know, you know, what can a person do to the protest and stuff like that, because I'm in this group. It's called Critical Resistance.
Critical Resistance?
Yes. And,
okay.
With a lot of other groups, too, with this group called Cop Watch.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Excellent.
And I go to St. Pete all the time and feed the homeless with Food Not Bombs all the time. And I wondered, you know, We in the meetings of Critical Resistance, we talk about, you know, all this stuff that y'all keep on talking about on, you know, how the government's unfair, how the system is unfair, and everything. What can I do? So,
well, how old are you, David?
I'm 19.
You're 19, so you're old enough to vote. I would suggest that in the next election you vote for any Libertarian candidates that are on the ballot. Have you ever heard of the Libertarian Party?
No, I haven't.
Ooh, all right. I want you to hang on. Can you hang on?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Hang on, David, because we're about to introduce David to the concepts of freedom and liberty here. And maybe he has some sort of grasp on it. We'll find out exactly what kind of a grasp he has here, because it's important to know. It's important to know for you, the listener, to realize that people are totally clueless on this. I'm not saying David is necessarily. We'll find out what level of knowledge he has here coming up. But there are things you can do, very concrete things that you can do.
Absolutely.
And we'll get into it coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bo.com.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269 or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
You can join us, of course, online at freetalklive.com. Check out the live streaming we've got there. We've got the broadband stream. We've got the dial-up stream. So everybody who's on the internet can listen for free at freetalklive.com. In fact, one of our internet listeners is on the phones with us right now, David in Florida, the St. Pete area of Florida. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Jason. David, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
All right. So you're 19 years old. You are concerned about this, the status of this country. You're concerned about what the government is doing. Is that correct?
Yes.
What is it? Do you have any specific issues that you're concerned about?
There was, I forget the meeting exactly what it was called, but me and my friends the group I'm in, we went to Tallahassee not too long ago to this juvenile justice meeting. Basically juvenile justice is, very bad. They, How do I?
I don't know, man. You gotta put your words together here. You're on international radio, David.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
They do bad stuff. They do bad stuff.
Okay. Well, yeah. The government definitely does bad things, and juvenile justice is certainly not a nice system that they've set
up.
And anyway, David, what we're concerned with here on Free Talk Live is the loss of our liberties, the loss of our individual rights and our freedoms. Now, I don't know how much they taught you. Did you go to government school?
Public school.
Yeah, that's called government school. You went to government school, so you probably didn't really learn very much in school about what sort of freedoms and liberties we're supposed to have. But take my word for it, David, we're losing them. Can you feel that happening at all in America today? Can you feel the loss of liberties?
It's just not a matter of feeling it. I mean, I could see it happening.
Okay, so you are paying attention then. Now, you asked us before what it was that you could do about this situation. First off, I suggest you take a look into the libertarian movement. Whether or not you actually want to join the party, I don't know. But you should look into the movement and find out what that's all about. Now, you'd never even heard of the term libertarian before 5 minutes ago, right?
Exactly.
Libertarians believe that you should be free to live your life however you want, David, so long as you don't hurt anybody else in the process. Does that sound something like what you agree with?
Like anarchists?
No, not necessarily.
We'd like to see government reduced in size and scope back to its constitutional limits.
Yeah, we want a very, very, very small government. I mean, constitutionally...
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
You don't want no government. You don't want not no government, but you want, you know, a government that, like, you keep people in line, but not where they'll just run all over you.
That's basically it. If you harm someone else, you're going to encounter the government. You're going to encounter the judicial system. You'll probably have to make some restitution, make things right. But otherwise, the government should only exist, in our minds, to protect your rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And we think that the government has far outstepped its bounds. I mean, it's been doing it for decades, ever since the Civil War, basically, since those times. And we've had enough of it. So looking into the libertarian movement, you can go to lp.org. That's the Libertarian Party's website. They got some good information there, good introductions and that sort of thing. And then I would suggest that after you do that, if you find that that's something that you agree with, I suggest you look into the Free State Project, not only because they're a sponsor of the show and Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, but it's because it's your only chance for actually achieving liberty in your lifetime, David, if liberty is something that's important to you, if having the ability to choose and to decide what you do with your life, to run your business the way you want to run it, to figure out, to be able to determine what you put into your body, whether it be cigarettes or marijuana or alcohol, and not have some government agent trying to tell you how to exist, then you're definitely on our side, David. And those are a couple of concrete things. The other concrete thing you can do is call your local radio stations there in the St. Petersburg area and tell them that you want to hear Free Talk Live 6 nights a week. And the same thing goes to everybody who's listening to this program. We're brand new to syndication, and we've only been doing a syndicated show for 5 or 6 months now.
That's right. We're trying to stand up on our own when we need more affiliates.
We need to be number one. This is a message that needs to get out there. There's plenty of cookie-cutter conservative shows out there, and now there's the leftist progressive shows from Air America. They're all doing the same thing. They're all taking partisan sides. They're all pro-Republican or pro-Democrat, one side or the other, and they just bicker and argue. And on this show, we're doing something different. We're talking about pro-freedom issues every single night here. And if we can get this message on to radio stations around the country, I'm not saying that Free Talk Live is going to change the country. I'm not saying that at all. But we can change some minds.
Absolutely.
And maybe those minds will go and change some of their friends' minds, and their friends' minds will maybe change their friends' minds, and we might actually have another chance at being free in this country.
Who knows how many people are out there who are like-minded, who have libertarian and freedom-oriented philosophies, but just don't know where they belong.
I think that there's probably a lot of people that you know, David, that don't really feel like they belong anywhere, would you say?
Yeah.
I mean, do you feel like you belong with the Republicans or the Democrats?
No, not at all.
Do you feel like either of those two groups are looking out for David?
Actually, I think they're one group.
That's about right. That's how we feel. We feel like the Republicans and the Democrats are nothing more than two wings, two slightly differing wings of the same party. And that party is the big government party, the party that wants to control your life. And libertarians are the...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't have the third party.
We do, but they just Democrats.
Not in the sense that it doesn't exist.
You're right. The Democrats and the Republicans totally marginalize all the third parties. David, great call. Stay tuned to Free Talk Live. Keep listening to us at freetalklive.com and again interacting with us there. And thanks for it, man. 800-259-9231. More coming up.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Pope John Paul II is already being acclaimed a saint. During his 26 years, he canonized 482 saints. The one saint that stands out in my mind is Saint Maria Faustina, a poor, uneducated Polish nun. Christ appeared to her over 100 times in the 1930s and instructed her to keep a diary of the message he wanted to give to the world. This message is nothing new, just a reminder of what the Church has always taught, that God is merciful and forgiving, excluding no one, and that we too must show mercy forgiveness to our neighbor. Christ promises to grant unimaginable favors to those that trust in His mercy. I've experienced the power of divine mercy and know the miracles that have taken place in my life. I'm offering you a free booklet so that you too can learn more about divine mercy. Visit the website www.trustjesustoday.com to receive a free booklet. Christ will pour out His mercy and love to you in great abundance. Visit www.trustjesustoday.com.
You love your coffee, don't you? Every morning, every afternoon, you couldn't live without it. Unfortunately, with every good thing, there's a little guilt. Are you putting the right thing in your body? Well, the solution is here. How about healthy coffee? Now you can enjoy guilt-free, healthy coffee from New Concepts. Choose from nutritious classic black coffee made from coffee beans and high-quality Ganoderma extract that has been documented to have extraordinary health benefits. Or indulge in a daily cup of mocha for that chocolate flavor made with a luscious combination of premium coffee beans and Ganoderma extract. Specially blended to give you an authentic, creamy coffee. Need an extra energy boost? Try ginseng coffee, combining Ganoderma extract and ginseng, resulting in an exotic, decadent flavor. All coffee beverages are naturally low in caffeine. New Concepts also offers delectable teas and other delicious beverages for the whole family. Call now and experience guilt-free, healthy coffees or teas from New Concepts by calling toll-free 888-439-3652, 888-439-3652, or shop at new-concepts.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free. Get interactive with us. Anything goes. Political, personal. If you want to get on, though, you better do it now. 1-800-259-9231, because we're about fresh out of time here, Jason.
We are, but we'll be back tomorrow.
Well, you won't be
back.
Well,
I won't.
But we'll have somebody else in here tomorrow night. In fact, I think Torgo and Johnson may be in here tomorrow night with me. So join us, of course, six nights a week, Monday through Friday from 8 till 10 Eastern. The Saturday show, we do that live. That's from 7 till 10 Eastern. And, of course, you can go online at freetalklive.com and check out all the cool stuff we've got there, the streaming, the bulletin board system, the free archives, the Shrine of Female Listeners, everything there on the house at freetalklive.com. You know, Jason, it's nights like these on Free Talk Live where we talked to somebody like we just did, David, from Florida. He said he was 19. He sure didn't sound 19. We didn't call him. We didn't call him on it because that's not the point of it.
Yeah.
That's not what we
Who
were
cares?
Trying to do. But it's always a good feeling to know that there are people out there who are finding these ideas first time, thanks to Free Talk Live. I mean, yes, we've had other kinds of feel-good shows. There was one show a long time ago where we convinced a girl to go back to school on the air. So from time to time, you kind of have a heartwarming episode of Free Talk Live. But this is not us, not necessarily a heartwarming episode, but more of a positive, flowing, good-feeling show. Because when you've got somebody, especially a youngster, but it's the same for maybe somebody who's in their 30s or 40s or 50s, that is open-minded enough to accept new ideas.
It doesn't happen too often.
No, it doesn't. Which is why I think it's more appealing when young people kind of stumble across these pro-freedom ideas, because they're the ones that are open to it. I've given high school presentations before about these ideas, and it's amazing the level of acceptance, because these kids know they're being persecuted. A lot of them are marijuana smokers.
Sure.
They know. That's kind of what got me into this whole movement way, way back.
I mean, way back
when I was 16 or 17, and I realized that this was not a bad drug. It's a drug, certainly, and it shouldn't be abused. No drug should be abused. But I realized I was lied to. And that was kind of my first eye-opening experience with the government.
Right. I mean, contrary to actually an ad I saw in the paper a few days ago, marijuana does not make you depressed. There's no increased chance of you killing yourself. And it does not make you schizophrenic.
And it won't make you grow breasts if you're a man either.
That's right.
There's all kinds of myths.
That's what the ad council says. That's what they're telling us. Marijuana's, it's going to do all sorts of crazy things. You might turn into a bear or something.
That was kind of my moment of epiphany. My moment that, wait a minute, is it possible that this government has been lying to me about everything? And so, you know, or at least, is it possible that the government has been lying to me? And I looked into it. Yes, the government was lying to me. Well, what else are they lying to me about? Turns out, virtually everything.
A lot. A hell of a lot.
Turns out the whole system is just a big game by the elites who are profiting off of keeping poor people poor. That's basically all that's going on. That's what you can boil this down to. The government is nothing more than a big mafia. And it feels good to be here on Free Talk Live, making a difference in some people's lives, making them realize there is hope. There is an opportunity, and not just for young people, but for people who are in their 50s and later on in life, who have lived throughout and watching this society crumble, watching this government grow larger and larger, to let you all know, liberty's not dead yet in America.
And you can do something about it.
That's right. And listening to Free Talk Live is the best thing you can do, at least right now. And tell all your friends, and tell your local talk stations to add this show. And Jason, thanks for being here tonight, as always.
Absolutely.
And, of course, we'll be back tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. And join us in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
If you're tired of...